This is the Cleveland Browns Report, delivered exclusively on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns Media Network. Cleveland Browns Daily One-on-Ones, delivered exclusively on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns Media Network.
Well, so happy to welcome in right now the head coach of the Browns under very happy circumstances, beating the Steelers. You got to feel great about that, Pat.
Well, I'm happy for our guys. We found a way to finish a football game. And when it's 20-14 for quite a while there, you know, one bad play and, you know, you're on the losing side of it. And we found a way to finish it, and I think that's important. You know, we got ahead of them throughout the game, and then on obviously the last play of the first half, they go up 14-13. And it would have been very easy for a team to start to doubt. And we came back out and played good, tough, physical football. I knew that was going to be one of those games where you got to go toe-to-toe from the first snap to the last. And very pleased with the way our guys responded.
You've been around this game a long time. I know you've coached it from the offensive side throughout your career, but to see your defense produce 8 turnovers, can you remember being around something like that before as a coach?
No, I've been around games, you know, where you have 4 or 5 or maybe even 6, but not that many. And I think, you know, there's anytime there's a turnover, it takes 2 to tango.
Right.
You know, in most situations, you know, whether it's an interception or a fumble, you know, and, you know, if we had that happen to us, I'd be talking about ball security like Mike probably is.
Sure.
And then, you know, from the flip side, you know, I have to give our guys credit for they put some good knocks on those runners, which helped jar the ball loose.
You look at the growth and development of a team, and I know these things kind of come in phases, but I think one of the things that I'm sure you want to point to and have been pointing to with the previous 2 wins you had is stringing some wins together, trying to get back-to-back wins. And to, in your case, to go from a home situation to now across the country makes it that much harder against Oakland. But I'm sure that would be a big part of your message this week.
You know, we were, you know, we won a division game at home against an opponent that we've had no success beating. And that was last week's story, and I'm happy that we found a way to finish. Okay, so that's that. Now what's important is you hit the reset button on the preparation, and we got to do what we can now to go. Because if you're going to establish yourself as a team that can win football games, you got to be able to go and do it on the road, and you got to be able to, you know, try to win games in, you know, back to back. So, you know, those are all the things that, you know, will happen if we win the football game, you know. But you don't really focus on that. What you focus on is preparing to play the Raiders, go play the game. And if you do all the right things and make enough plays, then that'll happen.
And the keys to that game are that it's long distance, and even though they've been struggling, you know that that's a team that you've got to prepare and play your best against.
Yeah, what you see about the Raiders is they can be explosive on offense. They've had games where they've scored lots of points. Okay, so that's there. We know that. And then on defense, of course, you know, they've got a defense that looks a lot like the one that we faced in Dallas. I mean, they are big. I mean, these are big men, and they're very talented. And so it's going to be a challenge for us there. And, you know, it's going to be a matter of whether we do all the right things. And you can't look at records. You really can't in this league, because you see week in and week out where, you know, somebody that nobody gave a shot, you know, to win wins. And, you know, I think that's what's important is we watch the tape, we get prepared and go play.